get a look done on your bed. A look done on your bed. When San Diego is coming, you better look.
December 4th, 2019. Coming up on the program today, Kiss of the Butterfly Lady, plus the bitten titties of a scorned transgendered woman, getting your little cunt's ears pierced, and ass blasted with the Fart Launcher 3000. All this plus your voicemails tonight!
I want to come while I eat your smelly, hairy, wet pussy.
Push F on my Twitter sheet. Oh, crazy.
I'm retarded.
This is the biggest watermelon that I think I ever seen.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
All right, Tim Henson back here with you for the Wednesday podcast. Have a good one for you today. Actually, you came on a momentous occasion. Today we are celebrating because Olivia Jade has returned to YouTube. For those of you over the age of 25, Olivia Jade is Lori Loughlin's daughter. You may remember Lori Loughlin as Aunt Becky, currently doing 5 to 10. No, she's not in jail yet, but she's in trouble for that college admission scandal. Basically, Lori paid millions of dollars to get her daughter into a good school. A good school Olivia Jade had absolutely no interest in attending. Olivia, at this point, had her own, you know, YouTube channel, you know, a million followers or whatever, and you know, she just wanted to do her makeup tutorials or show off handbags and shit. She was an awful student, right? But Lori Loughlin bought her kid's way into a good school. And now, as of October 22nd, she's facing additional charges. She's being charged with, like, bribery. She's a stubborn cunt. She should have just did what Felicity Huffman did, you know, plead guilty, spend 10 days in prison, and do some community service. It would all be over with, right? But no. You know who has suffered the most through Lori Loughlin's stubbornness? Poor Olivia Jade, who just wants to get back on YouTube and show off some new eyeshadow. Finally, though, after 9 excruciating months, Olivia Jade is back. And guys, she totally wants to talk about what's going on, but she can't.
Hi, everybody. It's Olivia Jade. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. Obviously, I've been gone for a really long time.
It sort of sounds like she doesn't know what to say here. And it's like, bitch, you've been away for 9 months. You could have been writing a script. Plus, everyone knows what's been going on. Your mom's a felon, and you're a dum-dum who couldn't get into school herself.
And as much as I wish I could talk about all of this, it's really hard for me to say this just because I know that it's something that needs to be addressed. It's just, unfortunately, which is also why I didn't know exactly when I should come back to YouTube. But the reason for that is just because I'm legally not allowed to speak on anything going on right now.
This video is infuriating because if you think about it, she says absolutely nothing, yet she manages to stretch it out for over 2 minutes. Hey guys, it's Timothy Topaz. I'm back. It has been a long time since I talked to you, but I can't say where I was. And as much as I wish I could, I can't. And so it's hard because I'm back. And I know you want to know what's up, but legally, I can't talk about it. But I can talk my way around it and say I was gone. And now I'm here to tell you that I can't tell you what I was up to or why I was gone. But you know, being away was super hard and I wanted to come back because I love YouTube, but obviously I couldn't come back until I could come back from being away gone. What's that? Oh, Bradley came back. Bradley's my boyfriend, and now I'm going to go have sex with him and he's going to come on my back. Use promo code Topaz at Sephora. I mean, let's be completely honest here. Olivia Jade was probably making more than Lori Loughlin was. Because Lori, aside from the Fuller House reboot, which has ended, she did like, what, two or three Hallmark movies a year? And that was pretty much it, as far as income is concerned.
I genuinely miss filming. I feel like a huge part of me is just not the same.
Filming.
Because this is something that I'm really passionate about.
Filming. She sits in her bedroom and shows off fucking purses.
Oh, it's something I really like to do. but I also didn't know. I debated for like 7 or 8 months. Like, well, if I can't talk about it, is there a point in coming back?
And apparently there is, because that's exactly what you're doing now. Not talking about the thing that you need to talk about, but you're back talking about it anyway.
And not being able to say...
Oh, good fucking grief, this just drives me crazy. You know how many views this video has received? 4.5 million, and nothing was said.
I want to move on with my life, not trying to be in a selfish way. It's so hard, because I'm not trying to, like... make this about
me. Yeah, of course you want to move on, because this makes you look very bad. This is something bad that happened to you. Of course you want to move on and forget about it. You don't get to make that call, though, bitch. Good God. Why am I watching this? Why am I making you listen to this? Ah! Oh, and the sorry, hold on. I have got to compose myself. I'm going to have a heart attack. The thing that really gets me riled up is this next line.
It's so hard because I'm not trying to, like, make this about me.
Make what about you? The thing that is about you? The video that you are making about your situation? Like, what does that even mean? Of course it's about you. I'm not trying to make this about me. Who is it about then? It's a video about what? Why you were gone.
Or, like, how I've been, because it's not the point of this, though I'm terrified to make this video and to come back. I know that I also want to start taking smaller steps in the right direction for people that have been DMing and asking me. Moral of the story is, I've missed you guys so
much. The fuck is she talking about? Okay, I can't even. With her! I need a palate cleanser stat, something that is going to calm me down. Thank God Raymond is back!
I could wind up like the butterfly lady.
Yes, wind up like a butterfly lady.
I'd love to just imagine a butterfly lady. A butterfly lady, man. A butterfly lady. A butterfly lady.
Raymond is back, baby. It's kind of like a milkshake and kind of like a butterfly lady. Thank you, Raymond. You calmed me down. I was freaking out.
Code blue shaky baby.
Yeah, it was a code blue shaky baby situation. I'm so glad Raymond is back. He's been posting a lot since November. All right, moving on now. The other day on the podcast, we were talking about Joe Biden and his creepy story. The kids like to play with my hairy legs in the pool. Stop with the stories, Joe Biden. There was a weird touching. He's biting women's fingers. Talking about his unusually long leg hair in the pool. Leg hair that just sort of floats in the water. Well, people are comparing that to Andrew Yang and his most recent gaffe. Although, I gotta defend Andrew Yang here, and I know very little about Andrew Yang. If you don't follow politics, Andrew Yang is one of the Democratic hopefuls, right? He's running for president of the United States. You better learn his name. He's the one Asian candidate, so he's easy to spot. You'll be able to identify him, right? Anyway, so Andrew Yang was holding an event, and a supporter, I guess, walked up to him with a can of whipped cream. And he knelt on the floor and said, "I want you to spray this whipped cream in my mouth." And Andrew Yang was like, "Okay, I want you to like me. Please, can I have your vote?" Now, Andrew Yang looked a little perplexed. He didn't know that it was, going to seem like he's jizzing in the dude's mouth. It's obviously what the guy was going for. All right, so Andrew Yang's handler, right, was like, this is not a good idea. But Andrew Yang was like, I'll do it.
This is a joke.
Yeah, there's a lot going on here, but the guy who's kneeling said, you know, it's just a joke. It's just a fun thing.
It's just a fun thing.
I really like Andrew Yang. I want him to come down my throat.
This is a joke.
That's right. That's a full-service presidential candidate.
That's maybe not the best thing to say after you pretend came in some dude's mouth with whipped cream. The guy stands up from his kneeling position. He's got whipped cream coming out of his mouth. He's given the thumbs up sign, and then other people wanted to get in on the action.
Yeah!
Hell yeah!
Yeah, look at this. We're doing the opposite style. The office opening is complete.
Who's next? Get in here!
The crowd is literally groaning because other guys are starting to kneel, and Andrew Yang is, you know, squirting the whipped cream in their mouths. It's kind of hot.
I would still so fuck that tiny dick faggot because he kind of has a cute face.
You don't know he has a small penis just because he's Asian. That's racist. Usually in all the videos that I watch, it's the Asians who end up being the bottom. They like to be more submissive, dominated by the big dick white man. Is that Andrew Yang's presidential slogan? I bet you he could get a lot of votes that way. You know, flattering the white men here in America. Andrew Yang, just a tiny dick Asian who wants to serve his big dick white American masters or something like that. I know, it's kind of wordy. If only politics were gay porn. Moving on, a few years ago we played audio of an Uber passenger getting into a fight with her driver. It had something to do with Hawaii's history or Polynesian culture. Maybe the driver had one of those hula girl bobblehead things on his dashboard, and that set her off. Today, I've got a very similar type of confrontation between an Uber driver and a passenger. She's pissed off about the same thing. There's a hula girl toy in his car, and, you know, she's upset.
You thought that was adorable. You didn't think about, like, the pillaging of the, like, continent of Hawaii.
Yeah, I wouldn't have even engaged in a conversation past this point because she thinks Hawaii is a continent. Bitch, you too dumb to conversate with me. I love when people say conversate. Converse.
Oh, you didn't? Okay, so you won't get rid of the doll then? Because that was like really cute thing that you found at Goodwill.
God, she just sounds so dumb. Even if she was making a valid point. That was the really cute thing you found at Goodwill. Goodwill. Okay. The vocal fry is strong with this one. The heavier the gravelly voice, the smarter the bitch is, right? Goodwill. Oh my god, are you a Rhodes Scholar?
No. I'm not going to get rid of it because of that. I just don't realize it was a...
It's hard to understand him. He's saying, I'm not going to get rid of it. I didn't realize it was offensive to anyone.
But so, obviously, like, you as, like, a white male, you were, like, the least, like...
But now you're judging me. You're assuming
we're on. No, I'm not. I'm not judging you. I'm just saying, like, that perhaps, like, you might be the person who is least hurt in this situation. I'm a passenger.
Who the fuck is hurt in this situation? Those hula toys, it just looks like a Hawaiian woman with a grass skirt. There aren't any, like, exaggerated features. You know, like, old, like, African-American toys that white people would get, or memorabilia or something. They would have, like, you know, the black exaggerated features with the big lips and stuff. Like, that's racist. That I could understand people being upset with. But this is just, like, a Hawaiian girl.
And you're in your car. Like, that doll is offensive to me. But you don't want to take it down because you, like, found it at Goodwill and it was such a good find.
The driver said, yeah, you want me to take it down?
I do want you to, because it's actually deeply offensive. No, I do want you to take it down.
All right, well, I mean, obviously you're going to give me a one star, but I'm not taking it down.
Yeah, he already knows this drive is a lost cause. So why bother taking the girl down now?
Yeah. And you'll be like the next internet meme. It's going to be super funny.
Yeah, she's going to get him in trouble. There's a plot twist here.
Because it's a thing that actually affects my life and a thing that doesn't affect your life.
I'm Asian as well.
The driver is Asian.
So what is your Asian heritage?
It's irrelevant.
No, it's not irrelevant. It's actually super relevant.
Really?
Yeah, so which part of it is not irrelevant?
You're
affecting the fact that you care that much about something that is on his dashboard.
Oh, there's another passenger there.
Yes, I do actually care a lot.
That's sad.
It's not sad. It's important.
I know I mispronounce a lot of words, but it drives me crazy when people say stuff like, it's important, important. Like, there's no D in important. It's important. It's important, important. The other passenger said it's pathetic.
Did you say it was pathetic? Yeah. Can I have your name, please?
Uh-oh, I hope it's not Olivia Jade. This may affect her brand deals. Is every fucking white chick named Jade? I love this woman. Like, I want your name too. She's a passenger. You can't get her in trouble.
Your last name?
Great.
Thank you.
I'm putting you on the list too. The bad viral list. Y'all are going viral.
You know what that is? That's a cute little bubble item that you had in your car that you don't know anything about, and you're an idiot.
Thank you very much for your opinion.
Yeah, you're welcome. Maybe you will think about it tomorrow when you wake up in the morning.
Morning. I want to fuck start her head. I don't even know what that means. It's from some movie clip, but yeah, I want to fuck start that bitch's head.
I'm ending this ride right now, so if you'd like to call another Lyft, you can go ahead and
Can take me all the way to my house.
You don't have to. It's
no,
my
yes,
car.
You
I'm
do.
I'm confirming the drop-off. Here's the sidewalk. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you.
Yep.
I'm so excited. Can I have your name again?
Nope. Have a great
yes,
night.
Yes, I can. No, can I have your name again? We'll all just stay here then.
Well, then... this is my car. Can you please get out of
No, I won't. Call the police. Call 911.
Okay.
About how I won't leave
I
your car.
I wish you would.
Can you please...
No, I can't, but you can give me your first and last name. Here. Here's what I'll do instead.
She won zero of her arguments. She wanted the bobblehead removed. That didn't happen. Then the Lyft guy was like, I'm going to end this drive right now and just leave you on the sidewalk. And she's like, no, you have to take me home. Well, she lost that one too. Then she's like, I'm not getting out of the car. And then she got out of the car. You're really bad at this, bitch.
The weirdest night of my entire life. And he could not get away fast enough so that I couldn't get this license plate number. How cute.
You stupid twat.
Bye.
Why don't you just
help yourself?
Help yourself.
Moving on now, I've got audio of a tranny attack. It's okay, freaks. It's not a hate crime because it was a trans-on-trans fight.
No, don't do that right now. I kid you not, bitch. If I catch something tomorrow, I'm beating your ass.
Move, Artie. Move, Artie.
You're a nigga that I don't even fuck with.
You just tell me you fuck with.
I'm gonna beat your ass.
She bit you?
I yanked her. Don't touch me, bitch. You bit my titty.
Okay, so it all kind of makes sense here. Yet it's still very perplexing. It's like, what? Okay, first of all, her titties are out. She's got a shirt on, but still her boobs are, all it. Well, the trans boobs are out, and they don't look right. The other trans woman apparently bit the titties in a part of the fight that we missed. I guess the filming started after the titty biting, but that's why we heard at the very beginning.
If I catch something tomorrow, I'm beating your ass.
Move. If he catches something.
Artie, move, Artie.
You're a nigga that I don't even fuck with.
You just tell me you fuck with.
I'm gonna beat
your ass. She bit you?
I yanked her. Don't touch me, bitch! You bit my titty? I'm taking this out.
Interesting. He's trying to snatch her wig off of her head. And he said, look, you bit me, now I'm taking your hair. That's tranny street justice. He drags the other trans woman along the sidewalk, but she gets up and starts fighting.
Get your phone, bitch!
Let's go.
Drop the phone.
Get
that. No,
baby.
You bit me, right?
I ain't watching.
You know what, though? He got the hair. And she ran away. Oh, now he's beating her with the hair.
What the hell?
I'm saying he and her, but they're both trans people.
Call the police!
Oh, she is clinging on to that wig. She will not let go of it. It's expensive.
Scary ass synthetic ass wig.
Thank you.
If it's a scary ass synthetic wig, why did you want it so bad? I guess just to degrade her. Well, there you go. Little glimpse into a world I don't know much about. Thank Christ. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy bizarre twist to the fucked up news right now. It's almost Christmas. Why not treat yourself to the gift of audiophonic stupidity? Sign up for the Sideshow DB's member site, where you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Almost 4,000 shows at this point. Plus, every week we do exclusive shows. Yesterday was a Sideshow exclusive program. It was very fun. We did a brand new Sextastic Tuesday story. So if you've missed that bit, sign up and listen to yesterday's show. I'll be doing another Sideshow exclusive program tomorrow. Again, superfreaksideshow.com. Monthly, quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, and even lifetime memberships are available. This is how I make my living, so if you like Distorted View Daily, please consider supporting it. There is another way to support me financially. Well, actually, two now. Patreon.com/DistortedView. Yes, we've got a Patreon account where you can pledge as little as a dollar, that's just another way to help the show out. And finally, the Distorted View store is open, chock full of new merchandise and returning favorites. Store.distortedview.com. Freaks have been reporting to me that they've been receiving their orders, stuff that was placed, last week or the week before. So turnaround time's pretty fast. Hope you are enjoying all of the new stuff there. Check out all the designs. Store.distortedview.com. All right, three very quick stories now. First up, Nova Radio in Australia has been caught dropping the C word live on the air while advertising for a local business. The Adelaide radio station was advertising for essential beauty salons in the city when it accidentally dropped the cunt word. I actually have the audio here. It's very short.
Check out these local gigs, deals, and events around Adelaide.
Get your kids' ears pierced at Essential Beauty now for just $42.95. Mutilate those little cunts beyond recognition with double operators and minimum fuss. Book at essentialbeauty.com.au.
You might think that the DJ referring to piercings as mutilation, not to mention calling your kids cunts, might not reflect too positively on EssentialBeauty.com, but this is way more publicity than they would have ever received. If I was EssentialBeauty.com.uk.co or whatever the fuck those domains are, I would be very pleased. The Adelaide radio station was advertising for essential beauty salons in the city when it accidentally dropped the C-bomb. Get your kids' ears pierced at Essential Beauty. Then mutilate those little cunts beyond recognition with double operators and minimum fuss. The advertisement was highlighted on ABC's Media Watch Monday night, and Essential Beauty said they were not happy with what they heard. CEO Matthew Katalinic said the company was disappointed with the actions of the staff at Nova in the unauthorized advertisement. Essential Beauty would like our valued clients to know that we don't think of their kids as cunts, and we don't consider piercing to be mutilation. Essential Beauty would like our valued clients to know that we did not partake in the preparation of the advertisement. To be fair, you know, and Adam and Eve does this to me all the time too. They're like, look, here's some bullet points, but go ahead and put it in your own voice. We don't have like a script for you to read. Just, you know, wing it. And then they're surprised when I say stuff like, you know, Thanksgiving is great for cranberries, and it's also great for cramming stuff up your cunt. Get stuffed at adamandeve.com for half off. 50% off just about any item. Use coupon code FREAK at checkout. Ooh, that would have been a good Thanksgiving read. Next holiday is Christmas. Oh, holy night. Stuff your hole tonight with Adam and Eve's big 12-inch fat black dildo. Half off. Promo code FREAK. You know, something like that. sure they'll be pleased with me. So yes, Essential Beauty would like our valued clients to know that we did not partake in the preparation of the advertisement, nor were we aware of the inappropriate content, which does not represent Essential Beauty's values. Essential Beauty would like to apologize to any listeners who may have been offended by the unauthorized advertisement and the actions of Nova and its staff. That's according to a statement there. Nova claims the mistake was just a result of human error. My guess is that this guy recorded the advertisement for Essential Beauty and he used the wrong take. It happens. Nova claims the mistake was a result of human error and apologized for causing any offense. Quote, "This is inexcusable and we have taken urgent and serious action to find out how it happened and to ensure it cannot happen again." That's according to a Nova Entertainment spokesperson. So there you go. That's what's happening in Australia, down under. Second story we have for you. A Burger King in Illinois is using its food to apologize. What? After an incident involving a child with Down syndrome. Uh-oh. That stirred controversy for the restaurant chain. Holly Simon was at a Burger King in Chicago's Mount Greenwood neighborhood when the alleged incident occurred. Tell me about the incident. Simon said she was standing in line with her son, Nate, who has Down syndrome, and his friend Brian Martin, who also has special needs, when she overheard several employees talking behind the counter. According to Simon, the workers' comments included the R word, which she took as a cruel reference to her son and his friend. You know, unlike the N word, I don't think most people know the R word is a bad word. And we don't know the context. Maybe the workers were like, hey, these people ordering, be nice to the kid. He's a retard. Or, I mean, you know, retarded. Retard always sounds kind of mean, right? You're a retard. But, you know, he's retarded. You know, he's special. You know, when I was in school, they would, you know, in eighth grade, like eighth or ninth grade, they would say that I went to special classes because I was smart back then, right? And I'd have to, you know, I started taking like French and Spanish in the seventh grade. And they would say, you know, you guys are in special classes. You know who else was in special classes? Retarded people, but they were in different special classes. That's why the word retarded is so important. It really signifies what type of special you are. By the way, I was kicked out of my special classes because I was too dumb. They're like, oh, we made a mistake. We thought you were smart. By eighth grade, I was just another average 2.5 GPA idiot. All right. I don't remember what my GPA was. It was probably somewhere around there. I don't think I hit 3.0. Maybe some years I did. I was not an overachiever. Are you surprised? Anyway, the mother, who is like super sensitive to this shit, right? So she overheard the R word, which she took as a cruel reference to her son. She reportedly addressed her concern with the employees, later describing the ordeal, of course, in a Facebook post. Oh, I have that post here. You know, she wrote a fucking book. Dear friends, I'm literally shook. I just took my... grow some thicker fucking skin. People are dicks. That's the world. You should be more surprised when people are nice. Go in expecting the worst. That's what I say. Dear friends, I am literally... Oh my god, she has got the total Karen hairdo, by the way. Oh my god. Holy shit, what the fuck am I... Oh my god. She's got the Kate Gosselin hairdo, the hedgehog. Of course... She wanted to talk. I know she wanted to speak to a manager. Good God, you gotta find. I can't link to her profile, can I? Would that be a hate crime? Hey, lady, I'm sorry to say this, but you've got retarded hair. You just do. All right, dear friends, I am literally shook. I just took my son and his friend to our local Burger King for lunch. Ahead of us in line were two young boys. I could hear the staff laughing and carrying on, ignoring the two young boys. Even with me in line, the workers were calling each other bitch and the R word. Oh, they weren't even calling the kids retarded. They were calling each other retarded. Which, you know, if you've ever been to a Burger King, based on social skills and job performance, I do think they have some re-rees working there. Laughing and loud, I exclaimed, "Did I just hear you right?" I firmly said, Why are you swearing in front of little kids and using the R word? It's completely wrong. This is my neighborhood, and I will not allow this, in all caps. Yep, they laughed. Manager could care less. Best revenge, I'm never going back. I'm gonna miss that Whopper. I went to Culver's. You mean to tell me you live near a Culver's and you chose Burger King? Bitch, what the fuck is wrong with you? She's retarded. She is a retarded woman. No wonder she gave birth to retarded offspring. Oh, should I have stopped there? I'm sorry. I just get so worked up. All right, we all need to stand behind kindness. I don't even know what that means. Poor Nate left in tears. I'm sure he did. Stupid bitch mothers complaining on Facebook always use that line. You made my child cry. He left in tears. He left in tears because you didn't buy him the Whopper that he wanted. He didn't know what the hell was going on. He just saw you all upset, and then you're like, we're leaving now. No burgers. Poor Nate left in tears. You think they didn't hear you? They do. The other thing that drives me crazy is, look, this is fast food. The workers are shitty. I went to McDonald's yesterday. Oh, my God. Don't even get me started. I can't believe I didn't talk about this. Yes, this is another installment of Tim as a fat ass. I don't care. We were going out to eat because we eat out all the time because we don't cook, right? So we try to eat cheap, right? And KFC has a 2 for $6 deal. You can get like a pot pie and a sandwich or something for $6. Not a bad deal, right? It's advertised on their app. But when we drove up to the drive-thru, remember I went to KFC a couple weeks ago and they were like, I said, I would like a pot pie. And they're like, we all out of pot pies. I said, okay, how about some chicken strips? We ain't got that either. We don't even have crispy chicken. And I'm like, just shut the fuck down. You don't have chicken. Just, your Kentucky Fried Potato Wedges. That's all you have. It's the only thing I could order. Now, you want potato wedges? No, not really. All right, so we went to McDonald's, of all places. And, okay, so Lord Douche was with me, right? And normally, so our McDonald's has the two drive-thrus, which is the biggest fucking joke, right? You know what I'm talking about, right? They've got two drive-thru lanes with, two windows. So you can either pick, the left lane or the right lane. And then they all kind of like merge afterwards into one lane where you, drive up to the window and get your food and shit, right? For the life of me, never once picked the correct lane. The lane that's most popular is the one that's closest to the McDonald's building. The inside lane. That's the lane that's usually the longest, but I don't care. I don't even try to go on the outer lane anymore, usually, except for yesterday, because Lord Douche was with me. There was someone in ordering their food in the left lane. So he's like, the right lane is open. So we went there, pull up. I'm at the window to order, and nothing. Meanwhile, four other cars have pulled into McDonald's, and they're all in the other lane of the drive-thru. They know. I'm the only car in the right lane. Every single one of those people got their order taken before me. I'm still at the window, and I'm screaming, hello? First time, nothing. And then as another car went up and their order was taken, I go, hello? And then finally a McDonald's employee was like, I will be with you in a second. And I'm like, well, there five other people have gone before me while I've been sitting here in this lane, lady. And then nothing. I don't hear anything again for another couple minutes. And then I don't know if she's taking a shit or something. She's on a break. But finally she came back. She didn't even apologize. She's like, what you want? And I was, I couldn't even talk. I just left. I left McDonald's. I was so frustrated. I just sped off. I didn't want to deal with them, right? I didn't go to the fucking news, though. This was my point. These people are so quick. They're like, actually, the first comment on her post was like, hey, who can we call? Does anyone have a media outlet's phone number? I'm like, God damn. What is the news going to report on? That fast food workers are shitty? Film at 11, breaking news, right? All right, the mom went on to describe more from the incident, accusing the workers of using other curse words, blah, 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 blah. Simon continued berating the restaurant for its workers' behavior, including continued posts on social media and phone calls to the company. She is such a Karen, right? I mean, that's what her hairdo screams. This is what she did with her week, right? She just constantly called the restaurant corporate. TV stations, all demanding an apology. Now the mother said she's gotten what she's asked for. The Beverly Review, don't know what that is, sounds like some bitchy newspaper. The Beverly Review. The Beverly Review reported that on Tuesday, Burger King delivered 80 orders of chicken nuggets, 80 orders of fries, and 80 paper crowns to the special education department at the Chicago High School for Agricultural Science. That's where both Nate and Brian are students. She says, they couldn't have been kinder. They followed up. I said, I promised to give you as much good PR as I did bad. Except the news isn't interested in good PR. They're just interested in the bad stories, right? The negative things. So no one's going to hear about the good shit. Simon also received an apology from the manager at the Mount Greenwood location. She says that she doesn't want four bad apples to ruin a business, but does hope the situation will have a ripple effect. Final story we have for you today, freaks. Do you ever wonder where we are at as a society? Well, I've got an answer.
Butt heads! Their heads are butt!
It's tushy!
The hottest toy this year for kids is butt heads. The action figures where their heads are actually butts.
Their heads are butts!
It's tushy!
Master of martial arts!
Grim Ripper!
Silent but deadly!
Brain fog!
He's a ghastly ghoul!
And robot!
The ultimate fart machine!
Butt heads! Their heads are butts!
I'm gonna stop you right there. The robot butt head used to be the ultimate fart machine. It has since been replaced with the Buttheads Fart Launcher 3000. And that apparently is what kids are asking for this Christmas season. Now, before we get all judgy-judgy and say, wow, that's fucking retarded. Sorry to use that word. I meant to say special. That's fucking special. Fucking differently abled. Kids have always liked gross things, gross rhymes, gross remember Garbage Pail Kids in the 80s, if you're a certain age? Nasty stuff, so this is just the natural extension, right? One of the most in-demand toys this holiday season is the Buttheads Fart Launcher 3000. Shaped like a Nerf gun, it has a handle, a trigger, like a gun, and stink cartridges. Kids can blast these on unsuspecting family members and friends. The fart launcher can blast farts up to 10 feet away and has enough bottled flatulence for over 100 blasts. Now, the young kids in my family are my nieces, so they're not really into the super gross stuff. But for those of you who get asked for a fart launcher, here's what I would do. I would buy two, one for the kid and one for you. But don't tell them that you have your own fart launcher. Keep that concealed. What's going to happen is the second they unwrap the fucking fart launcher, they're going to want to take it out and they're going to aim it right at you. Because, you know, who else are they going to attack with the fart launcher? Now, what I want you to do with your fart launcher is take one of those stink cartridges full of liquid farts, you know, the fart juice ammo for the fart launcher, and replace some or all of it with liquid ass. If you don't know what this product is, oh my god. It is, by far, one of the worst things I've ever smelled in my life. Freaks have sent me, I can't remember if it was the company, I think it was the company that sent it. Liquid ass sent me a bunch of bottles of samples, but what they also did was they poured a little bit of it on the packing material. So even before I open this, I just get this whiff of, it's not shit, it's not farts, it really is like just the most pungent, dirty asshole mixed with shit and some farts. It's gonna be way worse than anything this little kitty Buttheads fart launcher can produce. So when, you know, your little nephew or grandson or something pulls out the fart launcher and aims it at you, you douse them with liquid ass. Blast those little turds and show them who's boss. The toy, which is being called a parent's worst nightmare, comes from Wowee, which also sells fingerlings and official Baby Shark merchandise. So just an awful company. The fart launcher is powered by the deadliest farts And apparently it's on sale for $17.99. Not a bad deal. I might actually buy one of these things. I'm the target audience. I've, you know, got the mentality of a seven-year-old. The purple and green gun comes with one stink cartridge, which kids need to load into the fart chamber. See, this is how they get you. It's the Gillette method, right? They sell you the gun, but you got to buy the ammo over and over and over again. They pull the lever to lock it in position and pull the trigger to send a fart towards its victim. According to the brand, the noxious odor is made from 100% plant-based material, and the smell dissipates in minutes. Huawei brand manager Andrew Yanofsky said that the smell, while incredibly accurate, is organic, like farts, plant-based, not like my farts, doesn't get caught in minor McDonald's-based farts. Organic, plant-based, doesn't get caught in fabric, and dissipates in minutes. Gross toys are super popular with kids right now, from poop and farts to snotty slime, said Marissa DiBartolo, editor-in-chief of the Toy Insider. Potty humor is pretty much a guaranteed hit with kids. So if you don't know what to get the little one in your life, try a fart gun for, you know, less than $20. Not a bad deal. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Love to hear from you freaks, and there are many ways to contact the show. Show at distortedview.com. I'm all over social media at distortedview. I'm sorry. I screwed myself up there. At distortedview on Twitter and Instagram. Facebook.com/distortedviewshow. And of course, check out our Discord, where you can chat with other freaks. There's a link on the main navigation bar. All right. Let's check in with some freaky diggies.
Oh, my dearest Timmy Boo, it is I, little baby faggot, calling in to beseech you to please fix whatever's going on with my account on the back end. I don't know. I know my credit card was all fucked up and I forgot to change it.
Yeah, okay, so it's my problem, right?
And sweet Timmy Boo, I apologize.
Yes, your wife contacted... Okay, I'm doing tech support now. Your wife contacted me, even though your name is Little Baby Faggot. You have a wife. You're not fooling anyone. And so, yeah, I'm looking into it. Don't worry. We'll get you all straightened out.
Jigoo, Double Lady Cat Lady. This is a call to let people know that Secret Santa is being cut off tomorrow. So
okay. All right. So she called today, which is Wednesday, right? I post the show late on Wednesday, so you're probably going to hear this on Thursday. Today is the last day. She's cutting this shit off. If you want to participate in the Level Lady Cat Lady and loosely based Distorted View Secret Santa.
If you want to enter, you need to email me at levelladycatlady@gmail.com. Level is the letters LVL, the number 80, and then catlady@gmail.com. The things you need to email me are on my Twitter sheet, which is the same as my Gmail.
There's a link to that on our show notes today, so easy access,
Lady,
right?
Cat Lady at Twitter, or not at Twitter, you know what I mean. The information is pinned to the top. Basically, just send me your DV name and the title. Three to five things you enjoy, a few things you can't stand, food allergies, the limit for money is between like $10 to $15, $20. If you can't spend that much, you can make something, or I don't know, you can re-gift something. A good gift, if you don't know what to get anybody, would be a sideshow membership.
A lifetime.
I don't think you should send a Patreon membership, but, you know, sideshow membership, or anything from the store to G Store. That's still not
still working on that name. Cute name.
But yeah, there's also include like a shirt size if you want a shirt, maybe. And your full address. If you've already emailed me your information, please. Update that email with an address. Right now, everybody has only sent me like the state they live in because I was wondering where everybody was living.
Yeah, the address is kind of important.
And yeah, so you have 24.
So she's saying we have 24 hours, the end of Thursday, and then she's cutting that shit out, and then the names will be sent out of who you got, and then you can participate in the Secret Santa, which is very cool. Thing. We're trying.
Timothy, love him and lick him, Henson.
Yeah.
Tony Prolapse, Sorry for calling.
I had a friend named Jean Grey. She's still alive. It's not like she's dead. She's not an X-Men either. It just happens to be her name. Her name is Jean Grey, and I used to call her Jean Love 'em and Lick 'em Grey. And Love 'em, Lick 'em, and Leave 'em Grey is what I used to call. She was the one who sold me my first audio mixer that I used for the show back in 1997. Sold it me for like $20. It was like a shitty Radio Shack one, and I used that up until 2000 and something.
Dan Road, but I'm taking a page from Haley's comment. In Tim was right, comma damn it. Slash correct pronunciation. Ooh. Congratulations, Timmy. You correctly pronounced and gave the correct definition for Ipecac.
Ipecac, yeah.
I'm so proud of you. You're not as dumb as you lead on to be, Timmy. We don't really use it much in the EMS world, but if you take Ipecac, we're going to be pretty pissed off because you're going to vomit everywhere in the fucking ambulance, and it's gross. And sometimes old people take stool softener
or a
laxative and a stool softener, and it fucking goes everywhere. And it's always en route to the hospital where they're like, oh, I took a laxative and a stool softener. Oh, I'm going to shit. And
well, it's a bumpy ride. Things, you know, jostle about.
And shit everywhere, and it's gross.
Yeah. Do you have to clean that up yourself, or is there, like, someone that does that?
And every time I go on an older lady shit duty? Abdominal pain, I always, always, always think of the Prune Brothers. Like, I shit real bad.
Yeah. Gotta call the Prune Brothers. All right, Leslie. Yeah. Yes, caller. Go right ahead.
Timmy Boo. Shout out to my buddy Vlad and Puerto Rican Fat Man. Okay. And also this. Did you know Wing was on an episode of South Park?
Yeah.
I had to say go to bottom shoes for the mama, please. I'm constipated, it's Christmas time around these parts. Hey, Stan, also, could you hear me, please?
I think he is in the bathroom taking a shit while singing this song. A lot of people calling in with Christmas shoes this year. I don't like that. Last year, I don't remember a bunch of people annoying me with the Christmas shoes song. This year, that was back in full force. Not a fan. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the program. Why don't you guys email me? Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you. 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God, is it? Oh, God.
Don't touch me, bitch. You bit my titty.
Spread the distortion. STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. I will see you back tomorrow if and only if you're Sideshow members. Not a member now. Sign up so you don't miss a thing. Otherwise, I'll see you back on Friday. Until then, bye, everybody.
Oranges this delicious and satisfying deserve a special name. Oh, shit.
Oranges this fresh and wholesome, this sweet and delicious. Shit.